Alex at 97.3. If I'm not mistaken, it's Friday.
The show always seems to begin with Duran Duran.
Well, yes. What with us having that number 50
contest.
Alice Essential.
Is that what it is? So normally that's not a...
No.
It's not,
not
a D2 kind of station.
A staple.
I like it. That's how I, if I had to live up here and start my day at 5:36, I would like that every day.
Well, sure.
A little reflex, flex, 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 flex,
boom,
flex,
boom,
flex.
Boom, boom.
I don't have the enunciation that
flex, flex,
Simon
flex, flex.
Bond
Who can
had.
Say that?
Well, he couldn't either because that was just kind of a reverb, right? They just,
sure.
pushed
just
a button.
Sure,
pushed
the button.
Times.
You know.
How are you doing this
you
morning,
so
Sarah?
Smart. That's right.
Oh, my God.
What the?
I don't know.
He's back.
One thing. Ooh. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well.
I was gonna,
who am I?
Who are you? Are Kevin Smith.
There you go.
I beg your pardon. Yesterday, you know, right after you left, No Name came in.
Yes?
He came and we had to cut a whole bunch of live spots for the next couple weeks.
Cut a whole
weeks.
Bunch of cheese together.
Cut a whole bunch of cheese together. It was almost impossible to do.
Filled a room full of gas, lit a match, that was that.
Boom.
And the recently fathered are very
right.
gassy as well.
That's, you know...
A little known fact.
It does seem to be the
it's
case.
It's from eating the placenta, probably.
Yes, I'm sure that's what it's
from.
As they
do in most cultures.
Mr. Smith.
Sir.
Or comedy, as I like to call you. Do you own any shirts that don't have your name on them?
No. I tend to forget
now,
my name a lot.
What's up with that fashion?
So I write my name on
you
things.
You've got going on there.
I mean,
I
it's your own
idiot,
thing.
I also
like
have
it.
Idiot mittens for when it gets chilly.
Left.
Yes, and there's a string that runs up my back, and you can make me punch myself in the face. We should say, for the uninitiated, those just tuning in for the first time, that No Name had a child.
He did. He had a little baby.
Fathered a no-nameling.
He brought a no-nameling into the world.
And that's why I'm here.
That's right.
Otherwise, some people will be like, I haven't listened all week. It's Friday. I'll see what's going on now
sure.
in the morning. And they're like, "What? Who is this jackass?
Who's this?
Where's No Name? Where's the other jackass?
You know, I think that rather than say who you are and
right.
you know what all your accolades are for.
Play a game.
Well, sure. Josh, you're on.
Kevin, I love you to death.
I love you, Josh.
I'm sorry about my comment yesterday.
What was your comment?
I was stupid. Don't worry.
You were the jerk. You wanted your 10
yes.
bucks back.
Oh.
I love your animated series. I'm very sad it didn't get on the air longer.
I know, two episodes. I had a Clerks cartoon once, Sarah.
You did?
And ABC, the
Solid.
Network.
And I was listening
once.
To your...
They aired it twice. Oh. But we put it out on... It's available on DVD and VHS for the two people left in the world who still have VCRs.
Yeah.
As Clerks Uncensored, it's called.
I see.
Yeah, but is it true that you were actually going to continue it on with Comedy Central at all?
At one point, Comedy Central asked us if we wanted to continue the show there, and Harvey Weinstein, the chairman of Miramax, who makes all my decisions for me in life, said that we should wait and do a theatrical version instead.
Hmm.
Which is ridiculous, because why would you make a theatrical version of a TV adaptation, cartoon animated adaptation
right.
of an independent film that didn't work on TV.
Right.
Like, it didn't work on TV, so let's take it to the theaters. So we only figured this out years later. Me and Scott Mosier, my producer, decided, let's just do it as a straight-to-DVD kind of thing.
Sure.
So that's
it
what
was
we're
done.
Do.
It was in the can already, and you just had it, and, or did you continue
no,
to do production after
No, that was it. We
you?
Did six episodes. That's all we were contracted for.
And so those six are on the DVD.
Those six are on the present DVD, but we're going to do a straight-to-DVD kind of...
Oh, didn't you also put out the animated feature for your 10th anniversary as well?
We included on the 10th... Thank you, Josh. Giving
thank
me plug skis left and right.
I love, like I say, I like your stuff.
You bring the love. For those who like the first movie we ever did, Clerks, a new version came out in September of last year called Clerks 10, Clerks X. It was in a big black box, three DVDs. And on one of the DVDs was a new piece of animation.
Oh.
Where we animated a scene that we never shot for the original movie.
I see.
Rather than go back and shoot it.
Just threw it in there.
We made it animated.
Drawing
made
style.
It fun. Totally.
Right.
You know, kid stuff.
Sure.
Fun stuff.
Well, Josh, thank you for the call.
I thank you.
And
Kevin.
That's thank you, Josh. That's who I am, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the guy with the failed cartoon.
Well, and you're also the guy with the weird things happen around you. Yesterday, I was sitting out front of the building here. And there's, sure enough, a guy just out there, allegedly just wants your autograph,
right.
but of course hands you a movie on DVD.
That's what happened.
That's, everyone I've talked to is like, I don't know. Everyone I've talked to has been like,
what a producer.
You think he'll read my script?
Super producer Maddie.
Yeah, you know.
Letting
it's
sounds
the computer.
Flipping. My last
I can't blame him. But yeah, no, everybody wants a little piece of you. That's got to be difficult. This morning we show up,
it's not
pull
that
into
difficult,
the garage.
Though. Yes.
And there's a giant Volkerthon sign.
That was odd.
Really odd, with balloons and everything.
Who's responsible for that?
Please present yourself.
William
400
balloons.
F97. Yeah,
there
giant.
Large, I was pulling up with Human, because, as you know, they won't let us ride together. Just like the president and the vice president, we cannot be in the same vehicle.
You and
Sarah,
I, that's
and I.
Right.
So I was
just. In case it's a horrible accident.
Yeah, one
must survive.
Yeah, somebody's got to rock the mic.
Mm-hmm.
So me and Human drive in together, and we're walking up to the building, chit chatting, and we're seeing these massive balloons. And we even pointed them out. I was like, hey, balloons. And he was like, he said, yeah, because that's what he says when I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
And as we got closer, the banner said Volgathon 2005.
Mm.
What, like, what's that all? Who put that there?
Right.
Somebody went through the pain and the expense and the cost of coming here in the night, attaching it, fastening
yes.
it, that banner, fastening the balloons, and stealing away into the night.
Right, and just the fact that the building security hasn't already ripped it down, not knowing what's going on.
Truly,
you know?
And let it go up.
Right.
Good security.
Yeah.
But right on, whoever did that touched
weird,
me.
Weird, but...
It was a little haunting as we walked up to it. As I said earlier to you before we went on the air, when I was leaving it in the locker room and
mm-hmm.
decided to shut up and bring it to the field instead,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
it reminded me of being in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like being in Saw. Some
yeah.
elaborate ruse
plan,
that
right.
gets me into a chair and gets my tongue cut off.
Yeah, what you don't actually know is that everyone here is an actor. And
This is an elaborate
this
death
is an elaborate death play. Death place.
You know what? I will happily die because you guys went well out of your way.
Well,
if that's the case, to
sure.
make me a believer.
Even your wife and daughter are in on it.
So I would have believed
weird.
My wife was in on it from day one. She wants me dead. I see it in her eyes.
I was almost going to call you guys yesterday and say,
invite us into a threesome.
Just no. Yeah. Well, exactly.
We were waiting
just,
for that call.
Come up and
I was
you
like,
know, bring
gonna
the
ring.
Kid
just
up.
Don't move. Stand here and look at the phone. I'm telling you, she's calling.
But I thought, you know, he's probably had enough of me 5 hours a day.
Sarah, I could hang out with you all day long.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I could. I could totally sit here and
talk
to you.
You're saying I should have called you.
You should have called.
No, Comedy's too busy listening to the show over and over.
Comedy did go home and listen
and
to the
over.
Show.
And over. He was listening to it at 11 a.m., I know.
Really?
Well, it's a long
and then
show.
I talked to. It is a long I talked show. To him at... probably 3:30, and he was...
Comedy was still listening.
How did we do?
My nickname is Comedy.
I never listen to the show.
You don't?
I'm afraid to.
Let me tell you something. Good show.
Really?
Good show. Totally. Well, you're an old hand at this. How long have you been doing the radio thing?
8 years here.
8 years here and before that?
And like...
Human was filling me in
six,
on you yesterday.
Years.
And
what,
was
that
saying,
I'm old
no,
that
you're old, but the first woman to ever have her name put first...
I don't
no,
really think that's true.
That's not true. Who am I making more stuff up?
Yeah,
no,
I,
it's totally
I'm definitely
true.
Not the only woman
and
to
I
ever
said you were the
show.
First.
I don't even think I was the first.
Who was the first?
I have no idea.
Right,
I don't like track the history
well,
of radio.
You know what? You are the first. Let's just
as
say.
As far as we're concerned,
as
fine. I'll
know.
Be the first.
To be like, Sarah and something, or chick name and somebody. Because
right.
before that, it was... You know,
Bob
guy
and
guy.
Chick who laughs in the background.
Totally. And you're the chick from the background who moved to the foreground.
I did. You know, I slept
I
my way
that.
To the front.
I know.
I slept my way
I didn't
to
want
the
to say
way.
It, but whatever. That's good.
True.
Any way, by any means necessary, is the great Malcolm X.
That's how I feel about it. Whatever
You've
I have to
You've never been
do.
A background person, have you?
I can't
no,
believe
No, I was
this.
An intern in Boston, WBCN.
I don't believe that for a second.
No, I did. I used
You're
to produce
very
song
mouthy,
parodies.
Mouthy broad.
That's
I
why
can't
I
imagine
leave.
You would ever sit in the background.
You know, that guy actually said to me, because I finally got a gig, like doing weekends in some station
right.
or, you know, whenever it was, and they offered me, like, the midday gig. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to go do this midday gig. I got to go. And I've been working for him for free for a year.
Right.
Driving into Boston, like, paying to park, paying my parking tickets, like, just killing my
hungry.
Mother.
A hungry Sarah.
I was like, hey,
right.
I got to do this. And he's like, you can't leave. That's ridiculous. You're going to go be a midday person where you can keep working for me for free?
Right.
It's like, yeah, bye.
You were suffering till suffrage, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
and
wanted
then,
the vote. You got the vote.
I ended up getting canned at the other place.
Yeah. Don't tell that part of the story, because it's good when you leave. You're
yeah.
like, let the river run. You're like working girl.
Yeah.
Until you tell the part of the story where you're like, I got fired.
Well, I worked there for a little while. I got fired and went crawling back.
What'd you get fired
back.
For?
Because
and you
they,
went crawling back to the dude that
well,
you left?
I wanted to, you know, continue to make a tape. And then
right.
I left. Then I totally moved
then
out
Then you were gone.
State.
So you went back, slept with him
yeah.
one more time.
One more time, you know, for old time's sake.
Got a recording and left.
Exactly.
No, I dig you, Sarah. I could do this every. You want to move to L.A.? I'll do the show with you every morning.
Would you? How are you?
No
name.
Just
getting up early.
Just leave. 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks coming off that
two
are
weeks.
Off. Just we'll make a quick deal. We'll get a radio show in Los Angeles.
Okay.
No name will return in 2 weeks and be like, "Where's Sarah?"
I'll be like, "I'm in L.A."
Don't know. You say nothing because you're already in L.A.
Sure.
And leave him. It's kind of like a long version of the silent game.
I see.
Where your
like,
mic is empty until
right.
he reads in the paper, the radio trades that you're gone. We'll
That's
bring
really
that
nice.
With us. We'll bring Human.
Kevin, can well. I? I'd like to play something for you now. Let's travel back in time.
Yes.
What's this?
I'm WSAR meteorologist John Grisham.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you, John. And this is the first song I'll ever play live on the air. My name's Sarah Clark. You're
first
listening to WSAR,
ever.
And this is from my Nana, Eleanor by the Turtles.
Listen to you. A
wow.
Young, almost virginal Sarah Clark.
I was 20.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another one? Hold on, we got another one here.
No, I think I was 21. Oh, it's more? That's great. This is the station I left the cool station for.
Yes.
To do a
midday. Do classical piano rock?
I don't even
Neil
know.
Neil Diamond on WSAR.
Oh, Neil Diamond.
Greater Fall River's information and entertainment source. The 17th annual I Stedford Folk Festival will be held, rain or shine. September 16th through September 28th on the North Dartmouth campus of SIU. Blues, French-Canadian, and Celtic music, as well as traditional American folk, will be featured in
concerts. I thought that's how you said Celtic.
Yeah. There will be music and games for children.
Being from Boston.
For tickets and further information.
From Boston. I have never heard of Celtic.
Right.
It's the Celtics.
You're 20 at this point?
About 20, 21 maybe.
Hot. Did you have guys calling in going, I want to be with you?
No, dude. There were no guys listening to that station.
Did you have chicks calling say, I want to be with you?
There were a couple girls who liked me, but I was replaced by Rush Limbaugh.
Get out of here.
Yeah, about 6 months
ago. Wow,
after
so you're kind of like a footnote in the history of conservative talk radio.
Kind of like that. They did. They sort of went a lot more talk and, you know, the midday music bitch thing went away.
If he had offered you a gig, would you have stayed on?
There?
Yeah. With Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, no. He was on tape.
He was on tape.
Yeah.
Oh, so he didn't come in live.
And actually, I
so you're not
get...
even a footnote in conservative
right.
radio.
Right, exactly. No.
Kevin, I'll share the pain. Here you go.
Here you go.
What is this?
It's Blade at 22.3 and You Too, With or Without You.
Is that you?
Everything in front of that. Brand new stuff. It's called Hooch. Now Everything, a band that's been around for a few years, touring the college tour, and finally...
You actually sound good. That's like
you
kind
do,
of like
you ever, you're doing the radio voice.
Yeah, but that was after, you know, I started
now
with
Now I
16.
Want to hear Kevin's, you know, 16.
You're hearing it right now, hon. You're hearing my radio. My first radio is here. As the dude pointed out yesterday, I am monotone. Like, you heard Maddie's giving it some spin. Hey, you're listening to some hick station in West Virginia.
Oh, that's Sawyer Brown, and some girls do.
See?
Good old Hank
do,
on the way.
Do.
Jody
you cracked there.
Here's the Warren Brothers and Guilty. You're at US 107 WNUS.
You know what the crazy thing is? As he's playing those clips back, Maddie's actually mouthing along with him. Like, his lips are doing the involuntary kind of, like, sugar along with the... yeah, that's
it. Is fun to listen to old ones.
It is fun. What about
not
Kathy?
Really, not at all.
Yeah,
I don't have any old. I don't.
It's
have
not
any
fun
Kathy.
For the person who's
no.
whose clips they
the
are.
Third man sitting here going, "Why? Come on, let's get back to me."
Yeah, back to Kevin's back, please.
Back to comedy.
That was fun though. I enjoyed listening.
Sure,
to
sure, a little trip back in time.
Little origins. Well, you know my origins. You can watch Clerks and see my dirty little origins. But
you
know,
I would look at the cover of this. I had him sign for my girlfriend.
I look like
look
a child.
How young he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a baby.
Yeah.
He's
it's
a baby.
Also, well, it's a fisheye lens, too. That'll make anybody look like a baby.
Well, this is weird. Why isn't Jay in the picture?
Interesting. They left him out of the marketing campaign. They thought he was too scary and wouldn't appeal to anybody.
He was
but you made it in.
He was
yes, and they wouldn't let me put my hat on. I was like, well, if I'm standing here, I should put my hat on because I'm Silent Bob. They're like, no hat. So essentially, I'm standing there as the director.
You are
on the poster and
on
the video cover.
Though. How come you?
What do you mean? I was, so I'm not super cute anymore.
No, you're cute. You're just super cute here.
Super cute there. So I've dropped
picture.
A few notches.
Well, you've less beard on your face
let's
in this picture.
Go.
Did I let myself go a little bit?
You have a lot less beard. Is that my design?
That's not
or?
True. Actually, I have a lot more beard. I just have a lot more chin in real life now.
Really?
Yeah, I would think so.
No. There's much less like sort of soul patchy stuff going on down here.
It's all there.
Oh, you're nuts.
Not. Let's go watch it for 2 hours.
Okay.
Come back.
I'd love to. I haven't seen it in a long time.
It's a funny movie. Holds up.
I've seen it a billion times. It's always funny. Randall, always, I laugh.
Jeff Anderson, the great Jeff Anderson.
My girlfriend and I, we do not eat salsa and not do the salsa shark.
He's great. Hey, Fred on line 4 has something to say.
Hey, Fred. Kevin.
How
good morning.
Fred? Good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for picking up the torch, man. It's been great to have you, and I wanted to say, come back anytime.
Well, Fred, unless you own the station, that means nothing. Do you own the station, Fred?
Loving is loving.
That's true. I appreciate
Sarah
the
does.
Sentiment. Sarah does own the
yeah,
station.
Yeah, I haven't actually made that offer yet, though. I'm waiting until, you know, I was going to extend that at the very last
Sarah's
moment.
Sarah's going to play hard ass until the last 3 minutes
sure.
of the show.
And then I'm going to be like, oh, it's been really great.
Watch,
oh, my God,
everybody.
Kevin. Thank
Let's
you so
picks.
Much. Ah!
I bet you $10,000 she gets glassy eyed.
And by the way, I will.
I was yesterday.
I have a pick of the week this week for Kevin.
Pick
oh,
of the
really?
Week. Yeah.
Picked by you?
The
picked,
song, right?
Yeah. For Kevin.
For Kevin.
My go away song.
Yeah. No name, actually. He came in yesterday, right after the show. We cut a whole bunch of, you know, stuff together. And he was, I'm like, that guy is so excited. Like, I've never seen him. Like, he almost looks like he, didn't he, did you, were you here, Ruman? Oh, no, you were driving Captain Smith home. He looks like he dropped weight, and he's, like all freaking out.
Because of the baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really crazy. Like, I think there's going to be some good stories, and he was, you know, starting to get into some of the gore.
Oh, you think there's going to be some good stories? Remember just yesterday you were going, like, I can't get a word in edgewise. This Kevin Smith dude, he just keeps talking.
Yeah,
I gotta talk.
Well, I couldn't.
You wait until your man comes back.
I know.
And you're not. It's going to be 4 weeks of baby talk, and you're just going to be sitting there.
I'll let him exhaust
you. You're going to be praying for death, to be honest with you.
It's going
to
be bad.
It's going to be real
bad.
Well,
based on yesterday, it is
going to
be bad.
And then you're going to sit there, and in the cobwebs of your mind, you're going to be going, the days of Kevin Smith.
I'm longing for the days of Kevin.
Where's the dude who will bust with rap lyrics?
Do you think that you'll ever do a morning read? Like, would you ever seriously consider it? Getting up early stuff.
Getting up early thing is fine. It's kind of start your day.
Yeah.
I guess. And, you know, you get up and you talk, so nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're fine with rolling out this early?
I would roll out this early, but I wouldn't just do it by myself. I think you need somebody to chat with.
You do.
Hey, Kev.
Yeah.
You could have Human.
Not you, Human.
What did you do yesterday afternoon exactly?
Got home and put on the PJs and rolled around in the bed listening to the morning show because the dude Roach, who
does the illegal
streams
feed,
the show,
yes.
The illegal feed, him and some dudes at my board, dude like Silver Lurker, if you will, nicknames, put up the show feed so I could go back and listen to it. Because I, unlike you, I'm not a seasoned pro, and I want to make sure that I'm not embarrassing the Alice Morning Radio
did
Show. 97.6.
Did you feel you did well? I mean, how did you?
I did. I did. I think maybe the dude who called yesterday was right. I'm a little monotone, but this is how I roll. This is my voice. I can only work with what I've been given.
I can't believe he lets that little. I mean, you know how many bad things we hear constantly.
You know how many?
He just doesn't
especially
have thick skin
Sarah.
Yet.
I mean, her forehead alone has gotten.
How about your big ass?
I was gonna. I was wondering where you were going with what's on her forehead. I'm like,
no, I used
pearls?
To not have bangs. I used to have a giant forehead, and I would always
that's
have my
not,
hair pulled
that's
back.
Not big.
There'd be a lot of photoshopping.
Thank you. I don't think it's that big
that's
either.
Not very big.
We'll
call
it my five head.
It's five.
Big.
I call my wife's her eight head.
It's big.
Does she have a big forehead too?
Pretty much.
Nice.
Huge ears,
big
forehead.
Big brain, you know?
Yeah. And now, you know, they're renting out foreheads for advertisements.
Yes, they are.
I've seen in USA Today yesterday.
It's valuable space. This
totally.
Is valuable ad space. Look, I have a camera on me all morning.
Yes.
Are we in? I looked. I didn't see
No, this. Not in USA Today.
We didn't make it.
Mm-mm.
Damn it.
Not big enough.
But
also,
we are
again,
apparently.
Like, why would they run the story on Friday?
Right.
They use me for quotes for other stories, though.
Those bastards.
USA Today I have an intimate connection with because my wife...
Obviously not, though.
But I do, sir. My wife was a USA Today reporter when I met her.
Oh, really?
She was a journalist, yeah. My wife wrote for one of the biggest newspaper periodical on the planet.
It is the biggest.
It goes everywhere.
It does.
They shoot it into space, and you can see copies of USA Today floating around. And she came to interview me, and we fell in love. We're in lust.
Is that true? You guys... Did you bang the first night, or...
You can say bang.
Whatever.
Banged
I don't
hard.
Know.
Banged hard.
So they're like within 12 hours
night.
Of knowing her?
Not the first night.
How many hours of knowing her?
I knew
48
she interviewed
hours?
Me. The interview was like an hour, and then we sat around talking about non-interview stuff, just one another, for another 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Oh.
And I was only in Los Angeles for a limited time to start rehearsing with Chris Rock for Dogma, because he was shooting Lethal Weapon 4? 3? 4?
4
at the time. So I was in Pittsburgh in pre-production on Dogma, came out to rehearse with him. With Chris Rock, and then wound up doing this USA Today piece because we had a comic book coming out at the time. It was Clerks comic book, and so Jen interviewed me, and we got along famously, and then she started... Yeah. Now the music's appropriate. For the first time in 3 days, this music's appropriate.
I feel like I...
Thank
I
you.
Feel like I'm on the prow of a ship.
Totally.
To, you know.
And you're about to... You want to jump off just
right.
like the
exactly.
jewelry. Throw yourself in the jewelry.
All right.
So it was until about a month later that we hooked up.
I see.
She would. She posted on my message board, the message board that we've spoken about a few times, viewsq.com, because she didn't believe I would answer her, and I did. And then we started emailing back and forth and started that way. Then we moved to the phone and, you know, fishing around to see if she really did like me or if she was just looking for more quotes
mm-hmm.
for other stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was covering the awards circuit that year for USA Today. She was doing, like, the Oscars and the Golden Globes and of course, the Blockbuster Awards.
Of course.
But I thought maybe she was doing the Indie Spirit Awards, which are, you know, the
ones you would care about, sure.
The ones that I was up for that year, right, for Chasing Amy. And she wasn't covering it, and I was like, well, I don't know anybody in L.A. Do you want to go with me? Not as a date, but just as, you know, to go, because I don't know anybody in L.A. Blatant lie.
Was that the night?
Big lie. And that night, I won. I went to the awards ceremony, and they hold it, like, in the afternoon, the day before the Oscars, on the beach in Santa Monica.
Oh, nice.
Under a big tent, like a big circus tent. Yeah. And I won an award for Chasing Amy, Best Screenplay. Jason Lee won for Best Supporting Actor.
Oh.
So I had an award, and then I was supposed to get on a plane that night, and I was like, can we go back to your place? Because I want to get out of these clothes. I was wearing a blazer for a change and a pair of jeans. I was actually dressed somewhat decently.
Crazy.
Went back to her place, changed, hung out with her for a while, and then by the end of the night, it went on.
And so you canceled whatever damn flight you had to go on.
Canceled that flight, stuck around and stuff. And then
how long after that
gave
did you get
it
married?
Up.
Oh, and she was knocked out.
Less than a year later, we were married.
Oh.
I would say. If you're really interested, and then there's a far better story about the first time we ever did it, but it's only on that Evening with Kevin Smith DVD because it's raunchy.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
But you do describe it.
About organs being cut open from dry.
Yeah, we need to.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Sure. Wow.
Check it out.
All right.
Anybody who knows, seen that DVD knows the story. And it drives my wife nuts.
I'm sure it does.
We were talking about
Karina
the other night because Maddie got in trouble with his old lady over something he said on the radio.
He goes, hey, you have to accept it. I'm on the radio. I'm going to be saying stuff
good
about
plan,
you.
Good plan, sir. Good plan.
Really good plan.
But we talked about how I learned that was...
Totally.
That was the wrong act.
Right.
But my wife has been through that many times where she's had to endure me because I speak in public quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of go to street corners, stand up.
As your wife says, you don't shut up.
I pretty much don't shut up, as you've seen over the course of the
I have noticed that. I do like it, though. It's actually, in a way, I feel like if I could just give into it, it would actually be relaxing just to...
As you sound like my wife. She was like,
I just can't
just give into it. It would be relaxing.
But I can't.
No.
I feel like I have to battle you, sir.
Get ready because you're in for weeks and weeks of hell when he comes back. When No Name comes back with the baby stories, you're in for it.
Yeah, but I like baby stories.
You won't get a word in an edgewise. Yeah, you like your own baby stories. You've never had to endure somebody
else's. I'm
going to
slip my wrists.
No, it's going
to
be fine.
I'm going to get a call from you guys in about... 2.5 weeks.
Can I move down to L.A.?
We're going to put Nonim in the cone of silence. You just let him tell all his stories.
Totally. And
pretend
that he's
for
on
another,
the air.
Right,
and then I'll slip in the back
week,
door.
Sure.
And we'll talk about, you know, you and me and San Francisco.
Sure.
I got to play this.
KLLC San Francisco, here's the pick of the week.
I got to play this for Kevin.
Pick of the week?
And you can't touch the button. You have to let it go.
Oh, I know what this is going to be.
This is a song about love.
Yes.
About the internet.
Yes.
You know what? Let me do the setup for this one, since I know what it's going to be, and you've already played it once this week. This is a song that was not written by me. It was written by the drummer in my band, who is just
and
gross.
And your band was called Geneva.
Slappy. This is another. This
different
is
band.
This is just like a year
You've
and a half.
You've been in a lot of bands, hon.
Yeah, well, I have this sort of lingering, you know, drunk recording band. Is that what it is? So he's like getting all gross with this girl in Jersey.
Right.
And he lives like in New Hampshire. And he wrote her this song so that he could have something to give her. And so I'm drunk, and I'm like, I'll sing whatever damn thing. So this song is horrible, first of all. Prepare yourself for that.
Got it.
And I just want to, like, disassociate myself from this song because it's taking on this awful life of
its own. I wish you wouldn't because, you know,
they put it on the website, and my freaking in-laws heard it.
Right.
And lost their minds.
May I be psychoanalytical for a moment?
All right, what?
So between the radio gig and the band things, it seems you always have to have something somewhat phallic in front of your face.
Yes, and a mic.
Well, yes.
I see.
Well,
yeah. Well, and when I'm not doing either of those,
exactly.
I eat bananas.
Exactly. It's interesting, don't you think?
You know,
you don't
the
feel
mic
whole
is the
unless
thing.
There's something
that's not
staring
true,
you in the face.
Actually.
Really? No?
But whatever. But thank you for your psychoanalysis. I appreciate that. Now I'm going to be self-conscious of the mic all day. Is that what it is? See, I would have never noticed it. To me, this is just like a tool of doom. You've been watching me all day with my, you know, mouth next to the phallic thing. I see how you are.
There's that.
I see what it is. You had to reduce the whole thing to something.
That's why I tend to stand up the whole time. So as to not lead to any mistakes. Potty mistakes, as we say, with our new puppy at home. But I think that's odd. I think it's very telling.
Can we play the song?
I think you got into radio and music, so you
because I liked mics so much.
Because you like, yeah.
I used to be a slut.
I know, true.
Oh, slut. Such a dirty word.
She
oh, my God, I was such a slut.
No. Whore.
No, but I wasn't a whore.
Whore gets paid.
Whore gets paid.
Whoa gets paid.
Whoa gets paid.
Whoa gets
slut
paid.
Just does it because she loves it.
You were just freaky, is what you were.
I did get a
little
freaky.
Slut. No, I was such a naughty word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that was a song. I was like, "This is your song?" Well, he's downplaying this.
Don't let her downplay, Kevin. This is hard. Here it comes. It's called "F Me in the A from Afar."
I have this fantasy where I'm a hitchhiker on the Jersey freeway. You force yourself on me.
The bleeped out words?
Can you not figure it out?
I can't. Really? I'm really having a hard time with it. I'm not quite sure.
I'll tell you off the air.
After the air?
Yeah,
the air.
Sure.
That's got to be it was good to have your in-laws hear that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was not bleeped.
Wasn't at all.
No, it was on the internet.
How old are your kids?
Young. 6 and 4.
Right. You might not want to let them hear that until they're like, 30.
Should I send that to Christian, the unedited version? For VSQ?
Yeah.
No, please don't. Don't be ridiculous.
Why is that ridiculous? We just played it on the air.
Well, that's, you know what, though? It's been played here before.
You should have thought about this before you sang it, lady. Yeah. Yeah, you are duly rebuked.
Don't think that I haven't thought that to myself on many an occasion.
You must really like Rick to do that for him.
He's, you know...
Yeah, he's your drummer.
He's one of my best friends.
That is the vocal equivalent of what you're requesting in the song, pretty much.
Basically. Yes. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will do the full ass news.
Are we?
By the way, Aisha Tyler, I think, is calling in today.
Yes.
We're also going to play Kevin's version of Dick, Not a Dick.
Right.
And Kevin Nealon is stopping by as well.
How long is Kevin Nealon staying?
I don't know. Probably an hour.
Think so.
Yeah, about an hour. Yeah.
As long as
I'm leaving when he comes.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah. Show's not big enough for two Kevins. Why don't you get Kevin Costner in here, too, at the same
really
time?
We really need you here with
and Kevin
Nealon. And Kevin
Federline.
You
got to
pull
off
Klingon Federline.
Klingon Federline. Klingon. Yeah, bring a few more Kevins. Let's cram the studio, and then we can all listen to that song and
Kevin
rock out.
By the way, Kevin Smith is hungry, just so everyone knows.
I mean, these dudes.
Very, very vocal about
these guys,
the hunger,
you,
the
these
thirst.
Guys, it's all the same.
We didn't know we needed to have a catered...
Fargo. That's
that
Fargo.
Nice.
You like that?
Oh, I did.
These guys, I tell you. These guys. It's all the same.
You set the bar yesterday when you brought in the dozen donuts that he ate all
truly.
By himself.
I
had three of those donuts, for the record.
Number one, I had one of those donuts, and they were terrible. But I'll take bad food over no food at this point. I'm ready to eat my own foot.
Okay.
Eat my own waist if I have to.
You know what? You made yourself clear.
You got it?
That's actually a tease.
Can I give a shout-out to the good people
please
who picked
do.
Me up? Picked me up from the airport and will be bringing me back to the airport, whisking me away from you. back home. Because when once I'm done with you, no point in staying in San Francisco.
Are you zipping out of here right after the show?
Getting the heck out of here.
Really?
Yeah, I can't stay in the Bay Area.
So
for
yesterday
more than
was
three
my
days
chance
at a
to
time.
Like hang out.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Well, you can always come to LA. You got 2 weeks off. For the first week, I'll be in London, but you can feel free to hang out at my house.
The second week, I'm going to Fort Worth, of all places.
Fort Worth, my Texas?
Sister, yeah, my sister had a baby.
Dallas, Fort Worth, or just Fort Worth?
Fort Worth. They live in Fort Worth proper, sir.
F.T. Worth.
I can't believe I just said,
not
sir.
Even
you know what? The CERT thing is so addictive.
Catchy, yeah. Isn't it?
And last night, we were at this little bark and wine thing, and but it was very, it was appropriate because I was talking to like these older gentlemen a lot all night. I'm like,
you're sirring them.
Well, you know, sir? And they get the gleam in their eye. They're like, what a nice young man.
Totally. See, it's proper. It's respect is what it is. Respect. Bauer Limo. 1-800-LIMO-OUT. I just want to say thanks. They picked me up
Bauer Limo
from Oakland.
Awesome.
Bauer
nice,
Limo
nice
is pretty good.
There.
Very long limo. And they had cold drinks in the car when I got in the car. Unlike this
station. And probably if you'd requested
station,
food.
They would have had donuts or a bagel sandwich for breakfast. Last day, I thought there'd be a buffet. When I saw that banner, I was like, wow, the guys really went out of their way. Had I known.
We hadn't.
Never coming back.
Yeah, right.
Never coming back.
Until we ask.
Yeah, and then I'll be back.
Hey, Generation Alice. This is Nick Rose.
Hey, it's John Taylor.
Simon here from...